USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Thursday when once again the topic turned to immigration.
You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says encryption by tech companies is making it difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The FBI director was speaking at a House Appropriations hearing. He says terrorism and drug trafficking remain major threats.
And increasingly, these threats and others are cyber-based. And the more we shift to the Internet as the conduit and the repository for everything that we use and share and manage, the more we need the best tools and the most creative ways to combat this cross-cutting and growing dimension of the threat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
First-time unemployment claims are at their lowest level in more than a half century. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The Labor Department reports that about 202,000 U.S. workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and it's the lowest number of initial claims in a week since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At her weekly Democratic press conference on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reading from the law that allows a Democratic House to request President Trump's tax returns.
The secretary shall furnish, shall, not may, should, could, shall, or furnish such committee with any return or return information specified in such request.
President Trump, when asked about this, says he will still not turn over his tax returns as he is currently in the process of being audited. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. Use my promo code USA.
Police in Ohio say they're investigating the story of a 14-year-old boy who's identifying himself as Timothy Pitson. Now, this boy went missing 7 years ago in Illinois and somehow ended up in Kentucky. Pitson escaped by running up to a woman and having her call police. That woman joins WCPO News in Cincinnati and explains what it was like when Pitson first approached her.
He walked up to my car and he went, "Can you help me? I just want to get home. Can you just please help me?" And I asked him what was going on, and he told me he's been kidnapped and he's been traded through all these people. He just wanted to go home. I really felt bad for him. His face looked like he'd been beat up or something. He had a really big bruise on his face. I was hurt for him.
A bill is heading to the Tennessee State Senate that would allow foster care and adoption agencies to say no to gay couples based on religion. One of the bill's sponsors, State Representative Tim Rudd, he's a Republican, he says the bill is a protection for those agencies.
For those organizations that are faith-based, that want to exercise their religious freedoms with a written statement of their policies, are protected from being sued and persecuted and discriminated against.
Tony Vanetta is a gay foster parent. He opposes the bill.
I'm a Christian, and God loves everybody. When you don't preach God loves everybody and you're discriminating against people, to have kids that normally would not even have a life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.